Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Giddy Art Comedy.
Hello and welcome to this special episode of my podcast, which is one of our woke folk interviews. This is a series of conversations where yours truly chews the fat with a bunch of namby-pamby lefty liberals. While you listen to this podcast, you may like to take a moment to think of me, lying on a Caribbean beach being oiled up by a naked Jennifer Acuri. I know that's what I'm thinking about, which is probably why Carrie's giving me funny looks and wondering why I've got a stiffy. But you can rest assured that I'm having a lovely break. All paid for by a Tory donor, of course. I just need to try and remember which one. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the interview. Okay, hello again, and welcome back to my basement for another very special podcast episode. This interview is a bittersweet experience for me because when I first agreed to do the interview, I thought I was going to be talking to a delightful right-wing, Boris-loving Tory woman that I'd seen on Twitter. But it turns out that she was just a character invented by my guest, the amazing comedian and actor, Rosie Holt. Hello, Rosie. How are you?
Hello, Boris. Great. Happy to be here in this beautiful, beautiful bunker.
Well, you're very welcome, and don't forget to pick up a PPE contract on the way out. So obviously, you've done lots of things as a comedian and actor, but most recently, you sort of gained a lot of attention for this character that we know as the Woman. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but what you appear to have done is invent my ideal woman. I mean, she's called everything. She's racist, selfish, posh, heartless, and she thinks I'm the best thing that's ever happened to this country. So imagine my disappointment when I realised that she wasn't real. But actually, quite a lot of people who see your videos take them seriously, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, she's very believable. I mean, who wouldn't love Boris and every decision he takes? So I think a lot of people do think that's real, and why wouldn't they?
No, I think it's absolutely right. And in fact, just this morning, I've been absolutely inundated with emails and letters from the chaps at JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, and indeed everyone in the city who think I'm doing great, and so I must be. So I have to ask, is this woman based on anyone you know in real life? And if so, can I have her phone number?
No, she's not. I mean, she's sort of an amalgamation of different people, sort of various right-wing commentators that I've seen online or heard on the radio. So she's a mixture of people that I've met or heard. She's her own woman, you know.
Well, yeah, quite right. I think she's bloody marvellous. I really do. So how are you politically normally? I mean, did politics play much of a part in your comedy before you came up with this woman character?
No, not really. I mean, I'm on the left, I'm afraid to say. But like many comedians,
like fucking hell.
but you know, I didn't know. I sometimes went into politics in my stand up, but most of the time, no, not really. I was more observational.
Bloody fine woke lefty namby pamby tosses there. Hey, sorry. I would say I think it's pretty ironic that you've become a viral sensation during a viral pandemic. I mean, as lockdown ended up being sort of broadly a good thing for you.
Yeah, well, obviously, the pandemic is very sad, and I mean, no offence to your government, but
I wouldn't go that far. I don't think it is. I mean, there's quite a lot of winners after the pandemic. PPE contracts. I went on some fucking great holidays. So, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah, pros and cons. I mean, it's almost like when I look at how the government have handled the pandemic, I go, okay, this is very bad. But also it has allowed me to do my comedy. And it's a case of going, oh, do we want the government to get so good that I can no longer do efficient, effective comedy about it? So, as you say, it's pros and cons.
I don't worry. There's no danger of that. Basically, what we're doing at the moment is we're just sort of letting the chaps in the city do all the policy, and then I just go and read them, and then Javid reads them off to me. So I mean, a very good system, and allows all of the corporate stuff we missed out on, particularly over Christmas last year, to take place, and plenty of thigh grabbing, let me tell you. So anyway, moving on before I get in trouble with Carrie. You're sort of starting to do some live gigs again, and does the woman feature in your live act now?
So I've done one gig as the woman, and she came on stage with a little Union Jack flag, and it was great fun. And I've got a few in the diary, but we'll see.
Well, I think she's wonderful. I mean, where specifically are they to get? I mean, presumably Guildford, Putney,
Kent.
Kent, wonderful place. Oxfordshire.
The Brexit heartlands, basically.
The best parts of the UK. Don't forget to top off at Chipping Norton as well. I'm sure the Chipping Norton set would love it. If I was to use the woman as not in a sort of Jennifer Curie sense, but just in a sort of a one woman focus group, what feedback do you think she would have on my government and how they're doing, and what sort of suggestions might she have for what I should do differently?
I don't think she'd have any complaints on doing anything differently. I mean, I think sometimes she feels that the government gives in to the left, the wokey left, a bit too much. Listening to Marcus Rashford, I think she was disappointed by that. But also she's a lot of sympathy for Boris. She knows he's doing his best, and he just wants to make everyone happy, and that's really important in a pandemic.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, there has been a lot of bending to the left. Absolutely, you know, after the Edward Colston statue, you know, came down. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I think we can't remember who Edward Colston was. I actually think we should remember slavery more. I'm not normally one for sort of fishing for compliments, but how would you rate my handling of the pandemic on a scale of 1 to 10, where, you know, 1 is sort of... One is, you know, Keir Starmer, and 10 is Eton College. I mean, what could I have done differently from your perspective?
Okay, well, it's a very interesting question. I mean, obviously, it's mixed. There's good things and bad things. I mean, in terms of the pandemic, to begin with, you didn't really take it seriously and gave our PPE to China and then went forward with herd immunity.
Lovely tactic. We're doing that now. We're doing herd immunity now. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. It's going very well.
Doing it again. And you didn't close the borders. You always locked down late. But I mean, in terms of the good things, I mean, you presided over the vaccine, which I suppose we've got to give you some kudos for that. So I'm not going to give you zero because that's mean. I'd say 1.5 out of 10, maybe 2.
All right, well, I'm sure we can bump that up with a bit of a plus VAT. 10, lovely, thank you. I think you're it's probably fair what you're saying, but what I would say is, I think the general sort of attitude vis-a-vis life will serve you very well. You know, sort of do whatever you like and then just, you know, apologise afterwards rather than sort of do something in the moment. I mean, you know, that's sort of my attitude to fathering children and contraception, and it's gone very well so far. So you see, why not apply that to politics? Anyway, talk a little about a bit about Brexit. Which of the many, you know, benefits of Brexit are you personally excited about?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you must be aware of this as the Prime Minister, but there's been because of the lorry driver shortage, there's now the Haribo supply is going down And I've never liked Haribo, so I think that's a plus. So that's good.
Well, I wasn't actually aware of that. I don't really tend to work in the week, so I miss that one. But as long as it's not Cristal or Shadow Nefta Pap, I don't give a fuck. Good.
Exactly.
Okay. Would you be happy to hang a Union Jack in front of your house and a portrait of the Queen in your living room? And if not, why do you hate your country so much?
It's a very good question. I think just because, I mean, as you say, there's no excuse. I hate my country and I hate the Queen, and I don't want that in my flat. I don't want to look at her face. I don't want to look at the flag. There's no other reason for it. There's no excuse, really.
Well, I think that's... next you'll be telling me you're not singing Strong Britain, Great Nation. I mean...
No, I do sing that because it's very catchy.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely excellent song. We got a three-year-old to write that, and it doesn't show. some people have said that my cabinet ministers are absolutely crap at their jobs. Can you think about, some jobs that, in ordinary life, they might be better suited to, because, sort of Gavin Williamson, Liz Truss, Matt Hancock, Michael Gove, Dominic Raab, what would they better do in civilian society?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, Liz Truss, I think when she was happiest was when she was talking about cheese, and I always felt quite affectionate to her back then, because she seemed so sort of happy and passionate, and now she doesn't seem happy or passionate or competent. I think Liz Truss could work in a cheese shop. I think she'd be really happy and really good at it. I think that would be great.
Anything, as long as you can sort of do all the books by hand rather than fucking Excel. Oh, sorry, that's Dido Harding, of course. Sorry, Liz Truss was all the... all women are the same to me. Anyway, Matt Hancock, Michael Gove, Dominic Raab, any sort of suggestions for those chaps?
Oh, yeah, Matt Hancock. I mean, what a sad little man. What kind of thing could he do? I think maybe one of those, put upon a supply teacher who everyone used to, the kids used to lock in the cupboard.
Yep.
I think, he may not be good at it, but I think he would be an asset to the school and to the students in terms of morale. You need that teacher, don't you, that you can undermine and pick on.
Abuse,
set the kids on him.
Absolutely right. Oh, I mean, obviously, I think wedding DJ would probably be quite good for Matt Hancock as well.
that's very true. Yeah, and he can sing, can't he?
He has sung. I don't know if he can sing, but he certainly has done it at points. Anything for Gove?
Oh,
Williamson and Raab.
Gove. I know you should. I want to say something to do with fish. I just always associate him with fish. I think it's because I don't want to sort of denigrate someone because of their appearance, but he does remind me a lot of something from the deep sea. So I think
he smells of fish as well.
Yeah, he looks like he'd smell a bit fishy. Maybe something with the fish.
Yep. I think that's a good. Just stick him underwater for a while. That sounds good.
I think he'd grow gills.
I think he might already have gills. We don't know, but I think you're certainly something looking into that. And then sort of Williamson, what would you do? I mean, maybe a sort of he just doesn't really do anything.
S&M dungeon, so he can show off his whip.
Well, I mean, it's quite similar to where we're obviously stationed right now. And do make sure that you don't trip over the crucifix tying up thing that on the way out, because that's really good stuff. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I am absolutely appalled by cronyism. I, for example, if you gave a journalist a free ticket for one of your gigs, and then they wrote a 5-star review in the paper the next day. I mean, that would be blatant and disgraceful cranism, wouldn't it? Can you honestly say there's any difference between that and me giving someone a peerage because they donated £500,000 to the Tory party?
That is, I mean, that's a very good point, Boris. And I mean, why not? I think my character once called it sort of cronyism. It's friendyism, isn't it? It's just buying friends who help you, which is essentially what Boris and Matt Hancock did. And why should it go to the best person or the most objective person? It should really go to the person who's going to be nice to you. Otherwise, you know, what is this? A democracy?
Absolutely right, and I think obviously the thing with Matt Hancock was that he sort of tried to make them his friends, but obviously none of them still, after all of that money, wanted to be his friends. So he really sort of tried to pimp out people for friendship, and that is a damning indictment
He'll
of the man.
He'll do anything for a pint.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, and you know, I mean, he even paid Gina $15,000 to shag him. So there's a lot of naughty behaviour from Matt. And actually, to be honest, I will be sad to see him go for that reason. We all used to think it was absolutely pathetic, wet lettuce. But as soon as that came out, we gathered a lot more respect for the chap. So this sort of whole woke business is very worrying for me. I mean, when I see people toppling statues, you know, we said Edward Colston, etc. My main concern is what will that mean for all the statues of me that are inevitably going to be erected being the key word. I worry that, you know, in a couple of hundred years' time, people might even think that I'm a racist. I know that sounds absurd, but that's how bonkers these lefties are. Absolutely. I mean, they're so blinded by wokeism, they can't even see the obvious economic benefits of slavery. I mean, my personal view is that we need to start putting up new statues of slave traders faster than they can tear them down. I mean, do you think that's a good plan?
Well, say that again. We'll put up more statues of slave traders.
Yeah. So, you know, Cecil Rhodes in Parliament Square, and I don't know many of the others, but some of my ancestors probably somewhere else, and you know, all that sort of.
It's funny.
He's not one of those. I'm joking.
I don't understand the obsession that people have on the right with keeping these guys up. I mean, why do we need to see them? And also, you know, more people, I mean, lots of people didn't know who Edward Colston was until we took him down. And now he's in a museum and he's covered in graffiti, and there's a whole story there. Whereas before, who cared? He was just a guy on a stick.
Yes, but, you know, we have to prioritise the people who make the most money in society. I mean, because they are the best people, and slave traders did that. I mean, yeah, you know, I just look at Jeffrey Epstein. What a great guy! And made loads of money. So, I think we've got to apply the same premise there and respect the people who truly matter. So, not a nice try, but I think the wokies have been stumped once again there, Rosie. Right, Rosie, that was an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming down to the bunker.
Thank you.
Watch all of the BDSM equipment on the way out, of course. Is there anything you want to shout out about gigs or any sort of projects that you'd like to spread to the
No,
to
not
the
really. I mean,
of the podcast?
If people don't follow me on Twitter, you could follow me on Twitter on @RosieIsAHolt. But otherwise, at the moment, there's nothing I have in particular to shout about. But this dungeon is just beautiful.
Well, thank you very much, and we've got some wonderful new equipment arriving next week. So if you do come back, you'll be able to see that. I believe Matt Hancock always used to like to use. Pretty Patel used to like to use it on Matt Hancock, but she's had to find a new unsuspecting spat to come and berate and assault down here, all consensually, of course. So it's fine. Great, Rosie. Thank you for coming on. Stay Tory. And I'm sure we can get a peerage sent to you in the post.
Thank you. That'd be really kind. Thanks, Boris.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and I trust that it left you in no doubt about how foolish left-wing views are.
I imagine that it helps to confirm your support for my government and everything we stand for. If you wish to help make this podcast possible, you can do so via Patreon. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio. Or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon. Thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.